Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Shanita Lewis loved her children, her family, and her church more than anything. In the summer of 2022, however, things weren't going so well in her marriage. She was feeling stifled, controlled, and unhappy. In June of 2022, Shanita told her husband of several years, Adrian, that she wanted a divorce. For the next few weeks, things continued to be tense. Adrian started following Shanita and watching her every move, which included putting an Apple AirTag in her car so he would know where she was at all times. The couple had two teenage sons, and Shanita just wanted to keep things as normal and as calm for them as she could. But things were about to take a drastic turn. On July 17th, 2022, Shanita went to church that morning, as usual, for the 8 a.m. service. She made an announcement at the end of the service and planned to make the same announcement for the congregation at the end of the 10 a.m. service as well. Just after 9 a.m., Shanita was seen getting into Adrian's truck. The couple headed home where their two boys were. Around 9:40 a.m., the boys said that their mom and dad left the home, presumably to head back to church for that 10 o'clock service. But Shanita never showed up, and calls to her cell phone went unanswered. Shanita always answered her phone. Shanita had disappeared. Where is Shanita Lewis? Hello, and welcome to the Where Are They podcast and another missing person's story. The case of Shanita Lewis is a sort of solved case, and while authorities believe they know part of the story, Shanita is still missing, and exactly what happened to her that July day is still a mystery. Before we jump into Shanita's story, a big welcome to our newest Patreon members, Sarah and Sheldon. Thank you both so much for your support of our show. Remember, all of our social media and contact links can be found in the show notes. I always welcome all feedback and case suggestions from our listeners. In fact, the case of Shanita Lewis was recommended to me by a listener, Alan. Thank you for sending over her case. At first, I wasn't sure about covering her story because there is somewhat of a resolution here. But I still think Shanita's story needs told. And this is one case where I'm happy to say that it seems law enforcement acted swiftly on investigating her disappearance, even though she has yet to be found. In 2022, Shanita was 35 years old. She was a mother to two teenage boys. She was a sister, a daughter, a friend, and a wife. Shanita was also very active with her Baptist church in Newport News, Virginia, where she lived. She served as a clerk for the church congregation. She was very involved. Shanita's neighbor recalls how Shanita would sit on her front porch for hours watching her boys play basketball. She was a proud mom and devoted to her family. However, after 17 years of marriage, in 2022, Shanita and her husband began having marital problems. Her husband, Adrian, continually started to believe that Shanita was cheating on him, despite her constant insistence that she wasn't. Adrian began following her and becoming very paranoid. He even went as far as to put an Apple AirTag in her car to monitor her whereabouts all day long. On July 5th, Shanita finally told her husband that she wanted a divorce. She had had enough. And Adrian said he was not on board with this. He wanted them to stay together and work on their marriage. In fact, he was very angry that Shanita wanted to divorce him. On July 14th, Adrian threatened suicide, which prompted Shanita to take all of the family's guns from their home, along with the couple's two children, and take them to her sister, Deidre's home, for safekeeping. The disappearance. On Sunday, July 17th, Shanita woke up to go to church as usual, something she did generally by herself every Sunday. But on this day, however, Adrian wanted to go with her. While this is somewhat unusual, it seemed since Shanita had asked for the divorce, Adrian wanted to go everywhere with her, wanted to watch her every move, even more than he had been. Together, they attended the 8 a.m. service, during which Shanita made a church announcement at the podium at the end of the sermon, something that she planned to do once again for the 10 o'clock a.m. service. When the 8 a.m. service was over, Shanita was seen getting into Adrian's truck. Churchgoers noted that nothing seemed out of the ordinary between the two, and they fully expected Shanita to be back for the 10 a.m. church service, something she had told them as she planned on making that same announcement to the churchgoers at that sermon. Adrian and Shanita went home where their two teenage sons were waking up. Around 9:30 a.m., the couple had an argument in their driveway, an argument that was witnessed by both of their teenage boys. The details of the argument and what that looked like, is it really clear? Was it just verbal? How intense was it? We don't really know. But we do know from other eyewitnesses that the couple would get into Adrian's truck and drive away. It was 9:34 a.m. The boys knew that their mother was planning on going back to church and figured they'd see her in a couple of hours. Sadly, they were wrong. Meanwhile, at the church, the 10 a.m. service began without Shanita or Adrian in attendance. Shanita's sister started calling Shanita, but all of those calls went unanswered. Shanita is someone who always answered her phone, so her sister was immediately worried. Shanita was known to make hundreds of phone calls a day and hundreds of text messages. But on this Sunday, no one could reach her. As the afternoon went on, the family knew something was very wrong. Shanita would definitely be answering her phone or calling them back at the very least. And why hadn't she made it back to church for the next service as she had planned? Shanita Lewis had disappeared. The search and investigation. Shanita's family called authorities to report her missing, and thankfully, they took the report right away. They even issued an Ashanti alert. If you're not familiar with an Ashanti alert, it's a way for law enforcement to spread awareness of a missing person to other agencies, to the media, and to the public. It is essentially just like an Amber Alert, but for adults. The Ashanti alert was put into law in honor of 19-year-old Ashanti Billy, who was abducted and killed in Virginia in 2017. This is an alert system to help adults who are too old for an Amber Alert and too young for a Silver Alert. It's generally to help people in between the ages of 18 and 64. In some areas, you might hear this referred to as a clear alert. So after the alert goes out, everyone is looking for Shanita, and immediately authorities are painted a picture of a husband who was very angry and very jealous with his wife. And he was seen arguing with her right before she vanished. Friends and churchgoers even came forward with damning evidence and stories against Adrian. A friend said that Adrian had confided to him that Shanita was probably cheating on him and that he would have to take care of things the street way. He also told his pastor that he hopes she rots in hell. Later in the afternoon of July 17th, the day that Shanita had vanished, her sister was driving around looking for Shanita. And she didn't find Shanita, but she did find Adrian at a dumpster down the road from their house, unloading items from his truck. She immediately called the police. Thankfully, police came out right away to investigate and search the dumpster. And what they found was alarming. They found a dirty shovel and they found some of Shanita's personal paperwork and even Shanita's purse. Adrian, very quickly, that day in fact, became a person of interest in Shanita's disappearance. Adrian, during this time, also called a friend to tell him that Shanita had left him, that things had gone very badly, they had an argument, and she took off. And he was now going to catch a flight to Mexico and go live on a beach. The friend didn't really put much stock into it or believe him. But in fact, that night, again, the very same day that Shanita vanished, Adrian caught a flight from Norfolk, Virginia to Dulles Airport. From there, he had a ticket purchased to fly to Montego Bay, Jamaica. Thankfully, however, authorities were onto him very quickly, and just after 4 o'clock in the morning, Adrian was arrested and taken into custody, luckily before he had a chance to leave the country. But Adrian denied knowing anything about the whereabouts of his wife. He said they had an argument. She threw her phone at him and she left. Cell phone records would prove very interesting in this case, however. It was confirmed via these phone records that Shanita did indeed text friends and family all day, most days, in addition to calling and talking on the phone. She was always on her phone. Some days over 150 calls were made. Another interesting piece of evidence gained by investigators was the fact that Shanita's phone pinged for the last time around 6:20 p.m. the evening of July 17th. And this ping location was inside the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel. After this point, her phone went dead and there was no further trail to follow. Surveillance footage was found outside of a local Little Caesars restaurant that also proved to be interesting. Just after 10 a.m. on Sunday, July 17th, Adrian's pickup truck pulled up in the parking lot and he was seen getting out of the driver's seat. He walked around to the passenger door, opened it up, and he wiped down the inside of the door and surrounding area. Shanita's legs, or what is believed to be Shanita's legs, are seen in the passenger side of the truck, but they're motionless. Nothing else could be seen. However, this video was definitely alarming. With this investigation, a timeline emerges for that Sunday, July 17th, 2022. 8 a.m., Shanita and Adrian attend church at her local Baptist church in Newport News, Virginia. At 9:20 a.m., Shanita and Adrian leave the church, they get into his truck, and they drive home. 9:34 a.m., Shanita and Adrian are arguing in the driveway of their home, a fight that is witnessed by both of their teenage boys. Shanita and Adrian would drive off, with the boys believing they were going back for the 10 o'clock a.m. church service. 9:45 a.m. It's around this time Adrian is seen pulling his truck into the Little Caesars parking lot, wiping down the passenger door. A woman's legs are visible in the passenger side, but there is no movement. For the duration of that day, calls to Shanita's phone go completely unanswered. That afternoon, Shanita's sister sees Adrian putting things in a dumpster down the street from their home. These items were Shanita's personal belongings and a dirty shovel. At 6:20 p.m., Shanita's phone pings in the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel for the last time. That evening, Adrian catches a flight from the Norfolk Airport to the Dulles Airport. Just after 4 o'clock a.m. the next morning, Adrian is arrested in the Dulles Airport prior to boarding a flight for Montego Bay, Jamaica. I know it can be easy and we can be quick to criticize law enforcement for not acting quickly enough in missing person cases. And generally, unfortunately, we probably see that more often than we see a quick response. But in this case, it seems we had an amazingly fast reaction. Less than 24 hours after Shanita was reported missing, Adrian was arrested. Adrian would be charged with her murder as the circumstantial evidence mounted up. In September of this year, actually just last month, Adrian was found guilty. He will be sentenced in January of 2024. Now, I know that there is much more that I could go on about with regards to his trial and all of the circumstantial evidence that was found, but the focus here is on Shanita, a mother, a daughter, a sister, and a friend who is still missing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Newport News, Virginia. Newport News, Virginia sits on the east coast of the United States. It's a beautiful coastal town. It's known for its rich history. Newport News has a population of just over 180,000 residents. It is Virginia's fifth largest city. The James River and Chesapeake Bay surround the city, making searches for missing persons a scary and intimidating process. The Chesapeake Bay empties into the Atlantic Ocean. There is more water surrounding Newport News than there is land. We know that Shanita left her home with Adrian the morning of July 17th. We also know that just 10 minutes later, Adrian was seen on surveillance footage at that Little Caesars. Shanita's legs were visible, but they never moved during that entire video, which also shows Adrian walking over to the passenger door and wiping it down. Something likely happened within those 10 minutes. Authorities believe this is the window of time in which Shanita was murdered. We also know that the vehicle carrying Shanita's cell phone crossed through the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel. The Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel is a 3.5-mile-long Hampton Roads crossing for Interstate 64 and U.S. Route 60. It's a four-lane road, and it consists of bridges, trestles, artificial islands, and tunnels under the main shipping channels for Hampton Roads Harbor. This tunnel has long been a topic of discussion for the Virginia DOT and the government, as it's one of Virginia's most congested routes. Approximately 1 million vehicles cross through the tunnel each month, and there are no safe or easy stopping points. So it's interesting that it was in this tunnel that Shanita's phone last pinged. It seems likely that the phone was probably thrown out of the car sometime during that 3.5 miles. We also know that Adrian went to Norfolk to board a flight to Dulles Airport that same evening, so it's quite possible that he tossed the phone on his way to the airport that night. While there is so much water surrounding the city of Newport News, another interesting piece of evidence against Adrian was that he was seen throwing away a dirty shovel. Could Adrian have murdered Shanita and then buried her? Was that the reason for the dirty shovel? Or had he buried something else, maybe personal belongings of Shanita's? Technically, we really don't know. But most of Shanita's belongings were discovered, however, also in that same dumpster, and even in some of Adrian's luggage that they found at Dulles Airport when he was arrested. If the surrounding water isn't where we need to look for Shanita, what else is there? Well, first and foremost, I find it quite interesting that it has been said that Shanita and Adrian managed some properties in the Newport News area. Have those been searched? Were any of those vacant? There are also a few large park and recreation or wildlife areas that are fairly remote or sparse. Newport News Park is the largest, over 7,000 acres on the north side of town, and on the coastal side, you'll find Plum Tree National Wildlife Preserve, which is the largest continuous salt marsh in the Chesapeake Bay. But this area is difficult to get to, and public access is strictly limited. There is also Grandview Nature Preserve, a 500-acre park area on the east coast that leads to a beach. Now, information on physical searches that were conducted for Shanita are limited, but I know there have been water searches conducted by search and rescue teams and volunteers. You can follow the Facebook group that was set up for her for case updates and search updates. You can find that on Facebook by searching Shanita Ure Lewis, missing from Newport News, Virginia. I'll also put that link in the show notes for you. So what do you think happened to Shanita Lewis? Adrian has been found guilty of her murder, but he maintains his innocence. Where do you think she is? Shanita Lewis is described as a Black female standing 5'7" tall and weighing around 145 pounds when she was last seen in July of 2022. She was 35 years old then and would today be 36. She was last known to be wearing a cream-colored pinstriped pantsuit and beige flat shoes. Shanita has black shoulder-length hair and brown eyes. She also has a Christian fish tattoo on her neck, a tattoo of a flower and the name Adrian on her foot, and an infinity sign tattooed on her ring finger. Anyone with any information on the possible whereabouts of Shanita Lewis is asked to contact the Newport News Police Department at 757-247-2500. There is so much more information out there about the case against Adrian, but I wanted the majority of the focus here to be on Shanita, a mother, a daughter, and a friend to so many people. An active member of her Baptist church, and just an overall devoted person to everyone and everything in her life. It seems likely because of an unfounded jealous rage from Adrian Lewis, Shanita is likely no longer with us. Again, I do want to give a shout out to the Newport News Police and all the agencies that were involved in finding Shanita and capturing Adrian. And working to solve her disappearance. So many missing person cases for adults are not followed up on or even looked at all for quite some time because, again, they are adults. But in the case of Shanita, authorities jumped right on it. Also, the use of the Ashanti Alert in this case made me relieved to see it being used. If you aren't as familiar with the Ashanti Alert, again, it's the adult's version of an Amber Alert. It was put into effect to honor Ashanti Billy, the young 19-year-old woman who was abducted and killed in Virginia back in 2017. If we put these tools into place, it's imperative that we use them in order for them to be effective. How many times have you seen the Ashanti Alert being used in your area? I'm curious. Thank you all so much for listening to Shanita's story today. A woman's life cut way too short. A young woman who remains missing to this day. A big thank you once again to Sarah and Sheldon, our newest Patreon members. Thank you so much for your support. The link to our Patreon, if you are interested in supporting us over there, will be in the show notes. Our bonus episodes can be found on Patreon and to our subscribers. That revenue generated is used to go to the families of the missing and to our charity partners. So thank you all so, so much. If you ever would like to donate directly to any of our causes, please keep an eye on our social medias. We will post those direct links there for you. You can find the links to our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, all in the show notes. You can also support our show and help get the word out by sharing these cases on your social media and or giving us a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. This helps the podcast reach more people. All feedback or case suggestions can always be sent to canwefindthem@gmail.com. We appreciate all of your suggestions. Keep sharing Shanita's story. While there is some resolution here and Adrian is behind bars, we still don't have Shanita. Where is she? Her family deserves answers and closure. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.